The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Star! Fabian Zetterlund on a one-time pass. Cooks the defense, has a chance. Deke shoots. Deke shoots. A spectacular rush from end to end. I mean Kyle Quinlan.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Vegas is going to try to get it out. Macklin Cetabrini nearly stole the puck. Now he pokes it forward. What an effort to Will Smith. Behind the back pass, Cetabrini walking in, shooting it safe. Will Smith in front. He scores! The line combination of Cetabrini, Smith, and Zetterlund cashes in. And Will Smith punches the glass in celebration for a big goal. The Sharks have tied the game 2-2 with 5:53 gone by in the second. Here comes Jack Eichel, shorthanded again, moving in, and he scores! Jack Eichel, with a great burst of speed, got on the D and put the deke on Georgiev, put it off his pad, and in. Two shorthanded goals in the same shift for Vegas, and it's 4-3 Vegas.
Yeah, I know, we'll have to go back and look at it. I think offensively they do some good things. But what we're trying to build here is winning habits. Foundation habits to win at this in this league, and you see organizations up and down this league that are still struggling with their young players to figure out what it takes to win. And it's not, it needs to start now. It can't start in 2-3 years. It needs to start now. That is the message with our group, with our younger players, with our older players. The winning foundational habits that you need to play with in this league to win, it's pretty simple and pretty direct. And if we don't do that, this is going to be a long process, and we don't want it to be a long process.
All right. Good morning, everybody. How are we all doing? It is a Saturday morning at the end of December, and the San Jose Sharks are coming off yet another game in which they had a lead in the third period and were not able to walk away with a win. And in no way, shape, or form was this going to be an easy game, because they're going up against Vegas, who is one of the best teams in the NHL. They are a Stanley Cup contender. They are a very, very good team. I'm not trying to put any doubts in your mind about who Vegas is and who the Sharks are, but when you are in the lead at home and you're going on the power play with a 3-2 lead, I just don't think any of us expected that the San Jose Sharks would give up two shorthanded goals and then another goal shortly thereafter to go from a 3-2 lead to a 5-3 deficit. And then you add on an empty netter, and suddenly you're down 6-3, and you're left thinking, what the hell just happened? And I think one of my favorite comments that I saw last night was on the Sharks subreddit, where somebody said, I went to the bathroom, and the Sharks were up 3-2 and came back to three Vegas goals. Yeah, it happened that quickly. And you heard Ryan Warsofsky talking about it coming in, that the team has to figure out these winning mentality cues, these things, these foundational, mindset moments of where you're going to win a game and or when you're going to lose a game. And I think that, learning is a hard process. If we talk about what learning is in the NHL, that's it. The Sharks learned the difference between being a contender and not being a contender, because that's the critical moment of the game. Vegas, while on a power play of their own with 7 seconds remaining, goes on the penalty killer. They have 7 seconds of 4-on-4. And then suddenly it's on them to try and kill off an opportunity to where they have the potential to go down, not just, 4-2, but, to see the game get away from them. Instead, what does Vegas do? They score two shorthanded goals, 23 seconds apart, which shockingly is not the record for the San Jose Sharks in giving up two shorthanded goals back-to-back. That happened back in 1991, October 13th, right at the start, in which they gave up two shorthanded goals about 12 seconds apart. And I guess you're happy not to have reset that record for the franchise, but Vegas won the game in that instant. And I hate to say that it is that simple, that it was that individual a moment of any game involving professional athletes and players of this caliber, but it really was. I mean, the Sharks had a 3-2 lead, and they gave up two shorthanded goals, and you could feel the momentum being sucked out of the building. Whatever wind in their sails that San Jose had, it was decidedly different after giving up the two shorthanded goals. And even after the first one, you felt, okay, you shake it off, you're still on the power play, you've still got a great moment. But in that moment, then suddenly the game was changed, and you go from a 3-2 lead to a 4-3 deficit on two shorthanded goals, give up another goal a couple of minutes later, and the game was decidedly over at that point. San Jose was not going to be able to reestablish themselves. They did put up a good fight, I will give it that, but you know, I think that the San Jose Sharks and a lot of the fans and a lot of, you know, the people that are taking this team in right now were saying that, you know, it's great that the San Jose Sharks are fighting, but you know, you're not here to fight. Every team puts up a fight. You're here to win. And there was a national podcast, I'm forgetting which one right now, but you know, they were even riffing on the San Jose Sharks saying they know that there's a third period, right? They know that the game is 60 minutes and not 40. And I mean, that's telling. I mean, it's good that teams are paying attention to the San Jose Sharks, or, you know, national media is paying attention to the San Jose Sharks and not just ignoring them entirely, but you also don't want to be known for the fact that you can't hold on to a lead. You want to be known for your ability to win games, not for your ability to just let them slip away from you. Let's go back to Tuesday the 10th in Carolina. The Sharks were up 2-1, only to give up two third-period goals to Carolina and lose 3-2. The Sharks had a lead against St. Louis and were able to hold on and, you know, just weather the storm, but they still gave up two third-period goals in that win over St. Louis to hold on for a 4-3 win. Finally, back home after that long road trip, they gave up two third-period goals to Utah and go from being in the lead, falling by a final of 4-3. 5 minutes into the third in that game, they're up 3-2. Fabian Zetterlund had a phenomenal moment in that game to give them a 3-2 lead. Then you give up two goals in quick succession, one with less than a minute left to play, and you're on the losing end of that result. Then you go to the game against the Jets. Again, San Jose gives up two third-period goals to go from a 3-2 lead to a 4-3 defeat. And yes, let me know if you're sensing a pattern here. Against the Avalanche, San Jose gives up three third-period goals. They were up 2-1 at the start of the third, and instead end up falling by a final of 4-2. You go to the game against Edmonton. They're up 2-1 entering the third period. They gave up a goal with 18 seconds remaining, sends it to overtime, and then Leon Draisaitl wins it in overtime. And I guess if there's any consolation, if you look at the game against Vancouver, they did not have a third period lead, so I guess there's that positive takeaway. But then last night, you have the same situation. You're up 3-2 on a power play at home. You've got a great opportunity, and instead, you learn the difference between a contender and a non-contender. And I'm not trying to pile on San Jose right now, but they got a very, very up close and personal idea of what it takes to be a contender in this league. Again, to Ryan Warsawski's point about, you know, knowing what it takes to win. And, you know, it is a simple idea of getting these wins in the National Hockey League and what you need to do. The Sharks need to figure it out because they are giving away points. And I know that this team is not going to be a contender this year. I know that they are not going to be a playoff team, barring a miracle, but they still need to learn these lessons more quickly. They still need to take these lessons to heart and be able to give themselves a greater chance to win these games, because it's not like the schedule gets specifically easier, guys. I mean, things continue to be very, very difficult for San Jose as they continue forward. They're back at it later tonight. They're taking on a Calgary team that is very, very good and surprising a lot of people this year. And then on New Year's Eve, they take on Philadelphia, who, again, while not a world beater, is still a very, very good and dangerous hockey team that will test the Sharks, and they've got young talent like Matvei Michkov. Everybody wants to see what he and Macklin Celebrini are going to do in terms of a show. There's going to be a lot of pressure. There's going to be a lot of media attention. That's something that everyone should be excited for. I guess if there's any positive out of this is that San Jose will be seeing Vegas again on the 7th of January at home before they go back out on the road, so they will have their opportunities to get a little bit of revenge, I suppose. But yeah, San Jose needs to stop giving it up in the third period. That's just the end of the discussion. They need to learn how to win, and Ryan Warsawski, we'll get to this a little bit later, said that the team does not know how to win yet in the National Hockey League, and that's a true statement. It's relatively inflammatory, but it's his team, and he's the one saying it. So I would trust his instincts. The Sharks have been able to ride momentum to wins and points in a lot of games. They've been able to have some amazing performances, but you can't just rely on the miraculous to get you success in the NHL. You have to have a designed plan that you can follow to a T. And I think Ryan Warsowski is giving them those lessons. I think he is giving them those opportunities. I think he is giving them those tactics, those X's and O's. And San Jose, unfortunately, is not coming up with the right answer time and time again. And I wish it was an easier answer for San Jose. I wish they had a better opportunity to be able to walk away with these wins if they gave themselves more of a buffer, if they gave themselves more of a lead, if they were able to take control of games with a little greater ease. You'd love to see that. Instead, you're just watching game after game after game slip away. Now, the other positive out of last night, other than seeing them once again have the ability to take a lead into the third period and knowing that they're still learning in real time, was, Macklin, Celebrini, and Will Smith combining together for another goal. If you want to talk about the historic nature of what we saw of this team, I will go to our own Darren Stevens, who is the stat master. The fourth time in Sharks history in which a goal was assisted by a teenager that was scored by a teenager. Previously was April 16th, 1992, Falloon from Whitney. You also had November 18th, 1997, Marlowe from Sturm. Then this year, November 24th or 25th against the Kings, Celebrini from Smith. And then last night against Vegas, Smith from Celebrini. So you love to see that type of a performance from the youth, because it's one thing to be bad in the NHL, of which the Sharks are probably in that category. They're not as bad as they were last year, but let's be honest, they are not winning games with regularity, and they are at the bottom of the Pacific Division. They have 28 points on the year. They are ahead of Chicago, but that's the only team they are ahead of in points all throughout the West. And then if you look at the East, they are ahead of no one. So, the Sharks are not exactly world beaters, but you don't feel it like you did last year, because there's excitement with the youth of Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini. And to watch those two guys combine for a goal last night, that was a hell of a lot of fun. I'm not going to try and pretend like it wasn't. Watching those two guys score goals, watching them contribute for each other's scoring opportunities, watching them make plays happen, watching them do something out of nothing, of which that play was, where, Macklin Celebrini causes a neutral zone turnover and is able to fight through the puck and make something happen. That's a great play. And Will Smith, staying with the puck, hunting it, getting into the dirty, greasy areas, and being able to finally push it home against Aiden Hill, who's a quality netminder we know of his time here in San Jose. That was a great goal. That was fun to watch. And I think everybody sees those little moments, and it can make you forget about the task at hand, which is learning how to win in the NHL. It's not going to do San Jose any good if they just keep on being exciting. You look at some of the extended rebuilds that are going on in Buffalo and in Ottawa, and what we've seen with Utah, aka Arizona. You don't want to fall into that trap. You don't want to be a team that's constantly on the rebuild. San Jose wants to be able to turn that corner. And I know that everybody thinks it's quote unquote so easy to do so. Everyone thinks that it's just, you follow these steps and you end up being a winning team when all is said and done. But guys, if it was that easy, it would be done with that much more ease around the NHL. Teams would not be stuck in a, rebuild purgatory forever of what it feels like. And, that's the danger that you get into with a rebuild, is that it's not, there's not some clear-cut path to coming through clean on the other side. However, when you do have high draft picks like the San Jose Sharks do, when you have your Macklin Celebrinis and your Will Smiths able to make plays the way those two can, you feel like you've got the right direction, the right path, the right talents to take you on that unknown, uncharted path to success, because it's different for every team. But again, you look at the results out of last night's game, and that's not what happened. But watching Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, and to that point, Shakir Mukhmandulin, who scores his first NHL goal, if we look at the moves that Mike Greer has made, these are expected to be foundational pieces. You are looking at, Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, your first round picks from 2023 and 2024. These are number one, number four overall picks, respectively speaking. These are guys that are expected to turn things around. Shakir Mukhmandulin, you trade Timo Meier and make him part of the centerpiece of that trade. You look at what you've got going for San Jose, and those are three pieces that are expected to be a big part of the future going forward. And I know that we constantly reference the future, but a big part of that future is now here with Vitek Vanacek going on IR. That means we're going to be seeing a lot of Yaroslav Askarov. So that means that Askarov, Smith, Mook Madulin, Celebrini, these are pieces of the future that are happening right now in the present. And while it should not be totally dependent on them to win, they should be, to an extent, the guys leading the charge because they are the future of the franchise. You need Shakir Mukhmadulin to become that much more offensively productive. And I liked a lot of his play last night. He did some really good things. He had some moments that I would classify as learning moments, but he also made some plays that helped the Sharks have success. So I will look at these, you know, moments of learning versus moments of success for a Mukhmadulin, for a Will Smith, for a Macklin Celebrini, because they're all going to have their bumps in the road. And you go from there and you see what you can dig out of it. But, you know, right now, San Jose is a team that has flashes of brilliance, but is still figuring it out. And the figuring it out part is ultimately going to be more of what defines this team in the 24-25 season, that you hope they're able to take a big step forward the following season. But right now, San Jose has these problems that, despite the excitement and the youthful vigor and the, you know, the future that we're looking towards, the reality is that the present is defined still by a lot of pain. We thought they had maybe taken more of a greater step forward in November, and I still think they have. And you put it with their overall gameplay, it's a better team. It's just a little bit out of whack. You're not seeing the results with the quality play. That is the next step for San Jose, to get those results in conjunction with the quality play to give themselves that chance to win more often. All right, let's get into some of these highlights that last night from Dan Ruzanowski. It was Vegas that struck first in this one.
Here's Olofsson, lead pass, Hanifin moving in, score! Olofsson with a good zone entry, throws to the center lane, and Noah, one of those offensive defensemen, jumping up into the play, accepting the pass, not taking any moment to even think about it, just let the shot go toward the net with a wrister, and it is 1-0 Vegas Golden Knights.
So an early deficit for San Jose, but I do give them credit by finding a quick reaction.
Sharks are going to try to even the score. Here comes a shot to the point. The shot goes in. Shakir Mukhmadulin gets it in the point. Throws it toward the net. It bounces off of Hill and trickles past the beleaguered goaltender. And it's his first NHL goal for Shakir Mukhmadulin. The Sharks have tied it up 1-1.
We'll take this to the second period now with a 1-1 scoreline. Mark Stone, he strikes, giving Vegas a 2-1 lead.
White Cloud on the point, nearly gave it away. Here's Olofsson, the drive, save, rebound, score! Mark Stone wins that battle with CeCe in front of it, and the captain of the Golden Knights makes it 2-1 at 3:27.
But it's the youth movement from San Jose that gets the Sharks right back into it. Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith fighting, and finding the back of the net.
Now Vegas is going to try to get it out. Macklin Celebrini nearly stole the puck. Now he pokes it forward. What an effort to Will Smith. Behind the back pass, Celebrini walking in, shooting it, save. Will Smith in front. He scores! The line combination of Celebrini, Smith, and Zetterlund cashes in. And Will Smith punches the glass in celebration for a big goal. The Sharks have tied the game 2-2 with 5:53 gone by in the second.
The Sharks really took control of this game in the second period and added on with a goal from Tyler Toffoli.
And here comes Toffoli, the headband, Granlund, across the line, stick handling. Didn't have his skates moving in the play. Beats behind the net to Toffoli, twice to center it for Kovalenko, and it goes off the goalie. It's in! Tyler Toffoli is going to get credit for this goal with 4:03 to go in the second. The Sharks are on top, 3-2.
So at this point, you're up 3-2. You're headed into the third period. The Sharks were on the kill to start the third, but they drew a penalty of their own, and it looked like they had an opportunity to really go and add on to their 3-2 lead when disaster struck in the way of a shorthanded goal from Braden McNabb.
And the penalty on Ferraro is already over. Lead pass, though. McNabb coming in. This could be trouble. He stick handles, he shoots, and he scores! That's a shorthanded goal for Braden McNabb. Exactly the opposite of what the San Jose Sharks needed. And it's 3-3 at 1:03 of period number three. Goal scored by number three, Braden McNabb.
And at that point, you're thinking, okay, tie game, you're at home, you're still on the power play, you've still got your opportunities, but Vegas was not going to let this game go the way of San Jose's favor.
Here comes Jack Eichel, shorthanded again, moving in, and he scores! Jack Eichel, with a great burst of speed, got on the D, and put the deke on Georgiev, put it off his pad, and in. Two shorthanded goals in the same shift for Vegas, and it's 4-3 Vegas.
A stunning turn of events in this game to go from a 3-2 lead on the power play to giving up two shorthanded goals 23 seconds apart. And then about 4 minutes later, it goes from a one-goal game to a two-goal game in favor of Vegas.
And Houghton puts it off the boards, and he turns Thrun and goes to the attack. Lead pass, breakaway, Dorofeev goes in, and he scores. Pavel Dorofeev getting that headman feed, getting through the defense, dekes the puck around Georgiev, puts it past him, and with 5:46 gone by in the third, the wheels have fallen off the cart for the Sharks. Suddenly, it's 5-3 Vegas.
At that point, the game, which already felt out of the Sharks' ability to come back and win, was surely out of reach, and then you add on an empty netter.
Off the faceoff now, here's a shot to the empty net, score! From long distance, Brett Houghton pops it in. His third goal against San Jose this season, and the Sharks will go down to defeat 6-3.
That would be it for the goal scoring. That would be the end of this one for San Jose. A 6-3 loss to Vegas. A disappointing outcome after being in control and in the lead after two periods. The second period was a high-quality period for San Jose. You get goals from Will Smith and Tyler Toffoli. You've got, you know, Fabian Zetterlund and Macklin Celebrini getting assists, Goody getting in on there. Everything was pointing in the right direction, and it all fell apart very quickly in the first minute and 26 seconds of the third period when you go from a 3-2 lead and a power play opportunity, giving up not one, but two shorthanded goals to go down 4-3. And at that point, it truly felt like the game was over. All right, let's get into some of this post-game reaction, hearing from head coach Ryan Warsofsky. Not happy after this one.
Yeah, we got to learn from this. And, you know, I think it's got to come in from that within the room. We have to understand and learn what it takes to win in this league. And we don't know what it takes to win in this league.
Now, I would think that that's relatively hyperbolic because I think the Sharks have shown at various times during the year that they do know what it takes to win in the National Hockey League. It's just not something they can do with consistency. It's not something that they can do game in, game out. It's not something that they know how to turn on at the right moment. You watched Vegas last night down 3-2 on the road, and they hit it. They put it on the Sharks. They showed them exactly this is what it takes to win in the NHL. And I'm not trying to, again, pile on for San Jose, but you do see the difference between a high-quality, top-tier team and a team that's in a rebuild like the San Jose Sharks are. And that should be glaring and painful for everybody on San Jose because they saw a very clear-cut idea of what it takes to win in the NHL. It is not something that is going to be done by just standing around and expecting that it's going to come to you. You go out and you take it. Vegas took it last night. They took control of the game and got themselves those 2 points when they were in a bad and dangerous situation on the road, down by a goal, and on the penalty kill. They responded with two shorthanded goals and got a win. Warsofsky was also asked about the frustration levels after another game in which they had a lead and they watched it disappear.
Yeah, extremely frustrating. I think our fans deserve a lot more than that. You know, we should be winning these hockey games. We have leads. You know, when we play together, when we play the right way, with our structure and with our effort, I think we put teams on their heels, and we play some pretty good hockey. But again, we don't do it consistently enough, and we're going to keep getting this result until we do it.
And I'm sure that his own frustration levels are through the roof because you do see how close they are coming, and you do see that this team has the ability to play better than the opposition, but you're watching the game get away from them. And eventually, they have to figure it out on their own. You can get all the great coaching in the world. You can get all the great X's and O's. It's about the Sharks being the team that responds to the moment. And a lot of that is predicated upon their power play not being the greatest right now. And, you know, they have been able to find goals, but it seems like it's moments of brilliance as opposed to a great design of their power play. But, you know, there are no excuses for going on a power play in the third period with a one-goal lead and giving up two shorthanded goals. I wish that I could give you some excuse for why that happened the way it did, but there's nothing you can say to that. That is getting outdone by the opposition. That is being told in real time how you go about losing a game and how you go about winning a game. And hopefully the Sharks will become sick and tired of the losing. That is my hope, is that you get to a point where you can taste the bile. You don't want to have that outcome, and the dressing room comes to a collective decision that it ends. Because I think at some point it does come down to that mental decision of everyone just deciding that it ends here. We're not going to accept these results anymore. I think that it does come down to the play on the ice, but I also think you have to combine that with the mental aspect of just being sick of watching these points disappear. And Warzo did acknowledge the fact that they were going up against a good team, but he still feels that they need to learn the lessons and figure it out sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to go back and look at it. I think offensively they do some good things. But what we're trying to build here is winning habits, foundation habits to win at this in this league. And you see organizations up and down this league that are still struggling with their young players to figure out what it takes to win. And it's not. It needs to start now. It can't start in 2-3 years. It needs to start now. That is the message with our group, with our younger players, with our older players. The winning foundational habits that you need to play with in this league to win, it's pretty simple and pretty direct. And if we don't do that, this is going to be a long process. And we don't want it to be a long process.
And I think that's got to be because they feel that they are so close to being able to flip it, to turn it to the other side. And especially if you look at all the cap space the Sharks have heading into this offseason, if you look at just how quickly things can turn in one offseason with the growth of young players, with some big free agent acquisitions, you can give yourself a great opportunity to turn things around in a real hurry. But for San Jose, it goes beyond just that feeling of, oh, okay, well, we have the ability to turn things around quickly. But even if you have the ability, you have to learn how to win. It can't just be talent. I mean, yes, talent helps. I'm not going to deny that, but everyone has to learn the mentality. Everybody has to learn the idea of what it takes. And, I asked the play-by-play announcer for the Vegas Golden Knights, Dan Duva, about the bumps in the road that these young stars can face, particularly a Macklin Celebrini, because you look at the bumps in the road for a Jack Eichel and where he was able to transfer his career from Buffalo and make it work in Vegas. I thought he had some interesting insights.
Well, it's typically the path. There are very few who will come from, whether it's junior hockey, college hockey, and make an immediate splash in the National Hockey League without rolling through, without that roughness of texture that meets so many young players, even those who are high draft picks. And it might be a great rookie season followed by a sophomore slump. So there are those challenges. The question is, how do you handle them? And it's not always on the player. You've got to have great teammates. Just chatting with Tomas Hertl today, talking about the veteran players that helped him when he started in San Jose. Just such a big deal. And I think that while Jack Eichel had kind of risen to the captaincy in Buffalo, once he came to the Golden Knights, even though he was an established player, there had been veteran guys who had already won championships. Alex Pietrangelo and Alec Martinez are two who come to mind. And that has just built. Mark Stone hadn't won a championship before, but, he was of that pedigree. And I think that you just see how some of those other more aged veterans conduct themselves. And then I'll also mention the head coach. Bruce Cassidy and Jack Eichel got together that summer. Jack, of course, had already come over in the trade and played some games for the Knights after the surgery, but Bruce Cassidy was hired in the offseason. And they realized their stars were hitched together, and the accountability, building layers of the not only the team but the individual game. And what do you know? They won a Stanley Cup championship their first year together. So, and I think that the success breeds further success when you look around and you see, okay, this is how we did it. And from Celebrini's point of view, you try to, at least I would imagine, look around to see what were the paths for those young guys. How did they get? And it doesn't always require a change of scenery, but you do find who you can kind of hit your star to, veteran players, coach, et cetera. And sometimes it's like in Chicago, for example, Kane and Taves. So maybe it's Celebrini and Smith in San Jose. Like that's always an interesting dynamic, too.
One would hope that the bumps in the road for a Macklin Celebrini and a Will Smith are happening right now for San Jose. And I wish I could promise that it was all smooth sailing from here, but I don't know if that's the path that they are going to be undertaking. But for San Jose, they have quality pieces. They are still a work in progress. They are still figuring out in real time what it takes to win in this league, because there are no easy answers. There are no easy wins. There are simply teams that know what it takes to win. And San Jose has an idea of what it takes to win. They just are not able to fire it off with the consistency that is needed to consistently get the points, to consistently get the big moments, to consistently walk away with performances that they can be proud of when all is said and done. There are moments of these games that the Sharks love their game, I'm sure, but there are also far too many moments in which these games are simply getting away from them. All right, we're out of time. Back with you tonight, 6:30 pre, 7 o'clock go time on the Sharks Audio Network. San Jose welcomes Calgary to the Tank. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.